Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That is the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations on 1FM live and local at 8 past 8. And there will be some good vibrations down at the Victoria Park Lake this weekend when the Goulburn Vibes live music event returns. We've got the Greater Shepparton City Mayor, Councillor Kim O'Keefe, on the line this morning to talk about that and hopefully other things. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Kim. Terry. Oh,
gosh, I need a coffee. I haven't had a coffee. I only had a tea. That's the problem. Yeah, we're sort of all stumbling a bit towards Easter. It's been a long week. Great things happening in our region.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, as you mentioned, Goulburn Vibes is returning. So we're really excited to have this wonderful event back, and it's right on the beautiful Lake Precinct there opposite the Goulburn River. And just a beautiful night to sit down, relax, enjoy some great entertainment, food, hospitality. We've got apparently popular Roy McKenna coming, and apparently he's a superstar, 90,000 Instagram followers, 800,000 TikTok followers. So really interested to see how, you know, what he's all about. And some local talent, of course, we'll have there. Ryan Gray and Ludwell Twins supporting Roy McKenna, I think it is, yeah. So, yeah, look, just a really great vibe to sit down, relax, bring your chair, bring your blanket, enjoy some, you know, quality time, friends, family, get together. Yeah, really excited to have that event back, and it's a beautiful event.
So this is at Western Park there next to Aquamoves, or next to the Old Abilities Playground.
Yes.
From
yes,
6
correct.
Till 9 on Saturday. But obviously I've got you on the line. I can't let this opportunity go by, Kim. Front page of the paper today saying that you are standing for the state seat, or standing for Nationals pre-election anyway, for the state seat of Shepparton.
Yes, look, you know, the timing's probably right for me. It's, 6 years on council, 4 years as mayor, one as deputy mayor. So really, it's what's next for me. But look, I'm really prepared and ready. I think, as I said, good timing. But we'll see what happens if I'm selected. I think the community have seen how passionate I am about the region and the hard work that I've done, and I want that to continue. And I feel I've got really great connections across Parliament already, working with the three tiers of government. But yeah, just very connected to the community and the region. So I just feel like I've got a lot to offer. And if I get the opportunity to be a candidate, it'll be an exciting time, which won't be till later in the year. So just to let the community know, I really plan to stay within my mayoral role. There's some really important things happening at the moment, and some big decisions need to be made. So this is still my priority, of course. It's really important I continue to do the work that I'm doing. But of course, when it's appropriate to step out of that role, I will. I'll do exactly what's the right thing, for the organisation, the council, and obviously the community. So, yeah, let's see what happens. But let's watch this space. And I'm excited. I want to continue. I want to keep doing great work within our region. And I feel I've got the passion and the dedication, and hopefully experience, and we'll do all I can for our community.
What led you to the National Party? Because I wouldn't have naturally have thought that was the best fit for you.
Yeah, look, I'm a team player. I think that's really important to me. And obviously the National Party is all about building stronger regional economies, and I align with regional Victoria. As we all know, I sit on regional cities Victoria, and I'm very passionate about building strong regional communities. And I think, I've already had a great opportunity to be that voice. And I think to put Greater Shepparton on the map in that space. So, yeah, look, and it's really about, for me being part of a team and, really being able to achieve things that I want to achieve. And I feel I've already had a lot to do with the National Party with Damien here. And, I think he's done a great job, and we've had some great things come our way. Some incredible investment across Greater Shepparton and obviously across his electorate. But, yeah, I already feel very connected to the National Party through Damien, and we've worked really hard together. He's given me a great insight to what life would look like, even though he's a federal member. I feel very prepared. I feel I could hit the ground running, and I think it's about having the right person in the right place, and I think that it is a good fit for me.
The other big news this week, of course, was the announcement that the Commonwealth Games, upcoming Commonwealth Games, will be held in regional Victoria, an idea that started here, but we seem to have missed out on the major events.
Well, we've definitely missed out on having a hub and a village here, and that would have been fantastic to have, the players here and flowing into our city. We're still waiting to hear what events we will have. It has been said that we will have events with an S, so that obviously means more than one. I just had hoped that perhaps they would have announced that at the same time, because it left us all a bit, in anticipation and waiting. But, yeah, disappointed. This was our idea. I think we should have been, much more prominent in the whole kickoff and what that looks like. But look, we're going to push really hard and really, you know, try and secure some really great events. We don't know. We don't know what the investment's going to be. It could be in the stadium. You know, it could be a big investment. We don't know. So it's just sitting back and we're not so much sitting back, but waiting for that, you know, that those to actually confirmation of what we will offer. We're obviously working hard and pushing, you know, things that we can achieve. And I'm really hopeful that we will be, you know, have a really great opportunity still, you know, with the Commonwealth Games. And it's looking like we will. But yet to be announced. So it's still, so it's almost like we're annoyed but still excited, you know, it's sort of both sides to see what this is going to look like. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been nice to be one of the hubs, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have, and I think we can do it well. We've certainly got the space and we've certainly got great facilities here. So, yeah, we are feeling very disappointed.
Anything else you need to highlight today in the council space, Kim, before you jet off for your Easter break?
Yeah, sure. Look, it is Easter weekend, so Kidstown at Adventure Playground will have Easter Bunny there over the weekend. So from Friday through to Sunday, we'll have Easter Bunny, which will be great. It'll be there, you know, entertaining the children, and they've also had the little train there on the go. So we're expecting lots of families to head over to catch up with Easter Bunny, and the kids have some fun over there. And also, you know, there's lots happening across the region. We expect lots of visitors into Greater Shepparton, and obviously visiting Sam, visiting Move, coming and enjoying our hospitality, and we expect our businesses to be busy. So we've got a big tennis tournament here this weekend, so there'll be lots of activity across Greater Shepparton. But before I head off, look, can I just wish everyone a very happy Easter, and please, you know, if you're travelling, travel safely and hopefully get to spend some wonderful time with your family and friends over this break.
Thanks very much, Kim, and a very happy Easter to you too. Thanks so much for your time. Greater Shepparton City Mayor Kim O'Keefe. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks so much.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
The hunt is over. The Cheesecake Shop Shepparton is open on Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday. Visit cheesecake.com.au for trading hours.
We all go crazy over cake at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.